everybody. Hope you all are doing good today. This is Ginger Black with Work Insanity, workinsanity.com. Looking forward to talking today about what does it take to be different? I'm sure you hear a lot of people talk about being different and, you know, stand out, be yourself, and it's okay. And my favorite thing is being quirky. But what does it actually mean to be different? Because I think sometimes we're not even sure how to be different, how to be ourselves, how to stand up to people. And there's a very strong need in children, and I think we just carry that on to adulthood, to be liked and to fit in and to follow. And part of that is training that we get in grade school. So some of the things that I was thinking about that make us different. How do you dare to be different, if so you speak? So the first thing I think is that you need to think differently. And so one way you can think differently is to focus on today, the here and the now, and forget about yesterday. Or go right to tomorrow, which is a failure too. Today is all that counts. And most people live in the past or in the future. They don't live in today. So just by thinking about today and thinking and being in today, you're going to differentiate yourself. Now, a second thing is to speak from your heart, because most people are actually afraid of that. They're afraid of standing up and speaking what feels right to them. And I'm not saying you have to bark it out. There's a lot of ways that you can temper that and share your heart and speak from there. Another way that you can be different is to, if you're in business, you can offer something different. You know, we tend to get in a rut when we sell a product or sell our services. We think we have to sell what everybody else is selling. And I guarantee you, the people who, you know, shine, the ones who make the most money, are the ones who are different. So it's not hard to be different. It just takes some guts and some thinking, you know, outside the box, so to speak. I know somebody I used to work with said, there is no box. So anyway, it's important to communicate differently. So when you're getting your message across to people, be unique, be quirky, stand out. You don't want to be like everybody else. And whenever I think about being like everybody else, I remember years ago, when I was a little kid, my dad worked for the DuPont Company. And this was many, many years ago, in the 50s, I guess. And we went to pick him up one day for vacation. And all the kids were piled in the car. My mom drove us to his place of work. And when it came time to leave, I remember that I couldn't find my father because everyone looked just like my father. They were kind of cookie cutter. They all had on the same pants and the same tie and the same shoes and the same haircut and the same glasses. And I had a difficult time. I was probably about 6 years old, but I couldn't find my father. And it kind of freaked me out. But, you know, and the other thing that is often referred to, too, like that, is the Stepford Wives. You know, they weren't really real people. They were just plastic. And they became little clones for what somebody wanted them to be. So communicating differently. You know, offer your emails differently. Have a quirky signature. Make up different voicemails and, you know, change them around every day. I remember listening to a CD with the Daryl Hardy from Success Magazine, and he was interviewing somebody, I can't remember who it was, but he was talking about how he, you know, if somebody wouldn't call him back, he'd get his 12-year-old kid on the phone to leave a voicemail and say, "Hey, if you don't call my daddy back, I can't go to college." And he'd get an immediate response because people would laugh and say, "Well, you really must be desperate to talk to me." You know, but we're all afraid to make waves. We're afraid we won't succeed. And we're already failing. We're already, you know, you're going along to get along, and it's not taking us anywhere. Now, some people, you know, may walk differently. You know, smile at everybody. That's different today. Everybody walks around looking kind of grumpy. So when you smile at people, and I've noticed this recently, they kind of look at you like, "Are you okay?" Because they're so unused to, and then they can't help but smile back. But to, you know, dare to be different. Stand up. You know, guarantee something different. When you have services that you offer, make a guarantee that's different. And say different things about you. You know, emphasize something only you can do. I often say, you know, I say everything I know about people, I learned from horses and dogs. And it gets people thinking, you know, she must be some kind of quirky person because, you know, I'm not like a horse. Well, actually you are. And that's kind of what drives me is, you know, seeing how we are like animals, but animals communicate better because they, you know, only use body language. They don't have words, and so they don't get diluted by the words. So again, if you can dare to be different, be quirky, stand up and make a difference, stand up and be something, you know, you're going to find, especially if you are in business for yourself or even in a job, if you stand up and say how you're unique. I often think about jobs I've had, how I didn't stand up and say, "Hey, I can help with that because I have experience in that in a past job." Nobody ever asked you. Nobody will ever, ever, ever ask you. You know, they wait for somebody to say what they have, and they wait for you to tell them. Otherwise, they go to somebody that they already know has that experience. So it's important to. And I think that it's also important to know that you're a magical person. Each and every one of us is magical. We have our own secrets that make us who we are, but it's great to share those secrets. You know, and you can have fun while you're doing it. Think about that. Be quirky, have fun. You know, that's why people like Halloween, because they can be themselves, even though they pretend like they're being somebody else, but I think it's really bringing out the best in them, bringing out who they are, which is a quirky person. It doesn't hurt, you know, again, doesn't hurt to be quirky. So again, you know, think differently, sound differently, look differently. I mean, think about the people you remember when you go somewhere. You remember the person that had on mismatched socks, or they had on a colorful scarf, or they had a quirky haircut or hairdo, or you know, some people now have their hair dyed different colors, three different colors or something, you know, in stages from top to bottom. So but you remember those people and you go, "Oh, they're weird." And so we all fear being weird. But what's wrong with being weird? You know, you're not six anymore and being told what to do by the teacher. It's time to shine. Time to stand up and be yourself. Bring a little quirky to wherever you are. And, you know, don't fear it. What's the worst thing that can happen? Somebody will say, oh, stop it. And then they might think you're weird. Well, guess what? You are weird. Everybody's weird if you stand up and be yourself. So, sound different, look different. Make offers differently. You know, give something away that's different to your clients or customers. Leave quirky voicemails. You know, one of my voicemails was that, you know, I say, this is Ginger Black with Work Insanity, or I say, are you having an insane day today? You need my services. And people would leave messages and say, wow, have you been to my office? Because you know exactly what's going on here. Well, I didn't know what was going on there, but that was what they thought because of the way I left the message. So again, communicating differently, the words you use, your signature, how you write your emails, you know, actually, and another thing I've noticed in some people that react differently to things is that they leave notes for people. They handwrite out notes, you know, like managers that have employees, and they leave notes for doing a good job or just a little something that people go, wow, that's different. You know, so following up differently, surprising your clients with how you stay in touch. Again, thank you gifts. Thank you notes. But you know, the more you watch other people's quirkiness, because when you become aware of your quirkiness and then you watch other people's quirkiness, I find that people really like to be rewarded for their quirkiness, even when they just show a little tiny glimpse of their quirkiness. They love being acknowledged for their quirkiness. So go out today and share someone's quirkiness with them. Share your quirkiness with them. Just dare to be different. It's Ginger Black signing off. Work Insanity, workinsanity.com. Thanks again for joining me. Have a great day.